You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. Since 2009, HRN podcasts have been exploring the wide world of food, beverage, and agriculture. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org.
This episode is brought to you by Roberta's, home of Heritage Radio Network for 10 years. Roberta's was founded in Bushwick in 2008 and has become one of the most iconic restaurants in the country. HRN made its home inside of Roberta's in 2009, and together they have become part of the DIY fabric of the neighborhood. Roberta's, the pizza restaurant, is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week and serves much more than just the famous wood-fired pizzas. Their team dreams up new salads, pastas, and sandwiches on the regular. Roberta's Tiki Bar is alive and well in the back garden, serving up frozen drinks in the summer and hot toddies in the winter. Stop by the bakery and takeout spot next door for fresh breads, sticky buns, and pizzas to go. And of course, there's the 2-Michelin-starred Blanca tucked away in the garden for truly daring diners. But Roberta's also extends beyond Bushwick, with multiple locations in New York City and now in Los Angeles. You can also find their frozen pies in grocery stores around the country. The spirit of Roberta's, like Heritage Radio Network, is everywhere. Here's to many more years of pizza-powered radio. Learn more about Roberta's at robertaspizza.com.
Welcome to HRN on Tour at South by Southwest 2023. I am Christine Sykes-Lowe, and today I am joined by Chef Norni Biro. Hello, Norni.
Hi, how you doing?
Good to have you. And I'm also joined by Chris Allison. He is the VP for the Americas for Tourism Australia.
Hey, good to be with you today.
Great to talk to you both. I'm really happy to be able to sit down and chat with you guys. I was here last night at your Australia kickoff. Wow, what a fun event that was.
Yeah, it's a fun event. It's we've been here for 4 years now at South By, and Australia House has gained quite a reputation. So last night was quite the hot ticket in Austin last night, which was awesome. So we're really busy in here, and it was great to see everyone and open Australia House for this week last night. Yeah.
And a little bit about you, Chef. I'm going to talk about what your background is a little bit, but I want you to go a little bit more into where you hail from and your location, because geography-wise, for those in the States, they might need a little bit of a refresher course on where the Torres Strait is in Mare Island.
So the Torres Strait is... literally, if you ever see the map of Australia and you see the pointy bit of Australia, there's some waters in between there and Papua New Guinea, and we're just on the tip of the pointy bit of Australia, and there's a group of islands up there, over 25 inhabited islands, and we're grouped into three different groups. We have different languages, and I come from Mer, which is like the furthest away and closer to the Barrier Reef. At the end of the Barrier Reef is basically where Murray Island is and Mer is. And so, the Torres Strait is a small group of islands that, you know, is at the tip of Cape York.
And your restaurant, Mabu Mabu.
Yeah, so I have a food, a company, I guess, called Mabu Mabu, and a restaurant called Big SO and cafe named Tuck Shop and a few different things, but...
So you have a lot. You have a lot going on. It sounds like.
I've got a few things going on. Yeah, I got a fair bit of things going on. I started off as a condiment business before I went into cafes and restaurants and food and it as a whole, because I love it in general. And I'm really lucky. I get to do a job that I absolutely love, and I never get bored by it, which is awesome. And so yeah, my business is on is down in Melbourne on Burrurong and Wurundjeri land, which I'm very privileged to have my business in Melbourne. Yeah.
And the focus of your restaurant and your overall menu and your philosophy is based in indigenous ingredients.
Yeah, it is. It's something that's really passionate to me, and the way that I grew up and the idea that we have these amazing indigenous cuisine ourselves and produce that, you know, hail from Australia and are natural to us, and where it comes from and how good it is, and it's so unique to our flavor, is really important for me to be able to showcase that.
And can you touch a little on the menu that you served here at Australia House last night? There was a great reception yesterday, and
I got to taste some of it, but not all. Yeah, I got to bring things like bush tomatoes, pepper berries, native thymes, tropical lemon aspen salt, which we call, like, I shouldn't say a crack salt. We call it crack salt.
That's okay.
We call it crack salt.
Crack salt's fine.
It's just so addictive because it's got these beautiful lemon aspen in it. And so, yeah, I got to bring all these amazing native spices into Austin, and
that story we talked about earlier.
I felt a bit like a drug dealer, yes, bringing in some illegal spices, you know, into the country. But, you know, it was such a good experience to be able to kind of bring it all the way here to Australia and do a menu here as a part of that, so that you could really taste the unique flavors that Australia has.
And what a story for the grandkids, right?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like the time 100%. I almost got caught in customs.
Yeah, the time that I smuggled in spices into Austin, Texas. You know, the first time I come to the U.S. and maybe last.
So, Chris, tell me a little bit about the contingent coming over here and doing this event. What all is involved from start to finish to produce an event like
with
this?
With Australia House?
Yes.
So Australia House, a partnership with many of the other bodies that represent Australia. So we obviously represent in tourism, but we have like our Austrade team here. We also have the Invest New South Wales team here. So we're not just here talking about tourism at Australia House. We're here talking about art, culture, our tech scene in Australia. So it's a real collaboration between, you know, I guess all parts of industry in that regard. So, you know, from a tourism perspective, what we're trying to do here is use lenses like food and beverage, art, culture, our Indigenous communities to come and use those channels as voices and opportunities, and using those to tell the story of why Australia is such an amazing destination, and then therefore why people should come and visit and experience it for themselves. So what we tried to do here last night, for example, with Norni, was really give people a taste and flavour of what we offer in Australia, and whet the appetite quite literally, so that people kind of start to understand the uniqueness of what we have to offer when it comes to food and beverage, for example, so that it encourages them to think about Australia in a different way. I think, you know, when it comes to our culinary offering, people don't necessarily have a high perception of what we have to offer before they come to Australia. So, you know, people, if you're thinking of a culinary destination, you'd come up with France, Italy, like those type of destinations would come up first. But Australia has, as Norni was explaining, has such a unique flavor palette. You know, we're such a multicultural country that we have really interesting flavors in terms of how we are in like Anglo-infused but Asian-infused into like our broader kind of culinary culture. And then we are seeing this real moment with how people led by folks like Norni are kind of really trying to dial into the history of our Indigenous food offering and bringing that to the fore, which is why what Norni's doing with her business is so exciting. And as we tasted last night, is so delicious.
Yeah. And you know, for the average person in the States, much to our conversation earlier, Norni, it's not an easy hop, skip and jump for us to come visit you all. So it's so great to be able to have that taste brought to us, and you know, have your presence here and all of you all here. Actually, it's great. So if you wouldn't mind touching a little bit on South by Southwest Australia, which mm-hmm. is happening in October mm-hmm. in Sydney. Mm-hmm. I know that there are different contingents that are planning it, but if top line on what's happening and you know any of the details,
yeah,
that would be great.
Yeah, so South by, obviously been in Austin for a number of years now, and you know, the team at New South Wales have been working really hard over the last couple of years to identify an opportunity to bring South by into a different part of the world. So South by is coming to Sydney for the first time out of Austin, first time in the Southern Hemisphere. So that'll be inaugurating in October this year. So a five-day festival, I believe it is, happening right in the tech hub of Sydney. So from our International Convention Centre in Darling Harbour, round to kind of Tech Central is kind of the hub of what South by will be this year. And they are really looking to kind of replicate what has been built here in Austin over the last, you know, 10-15 years in terms of the festival. So It's definitely the embryo, I guess, in terms of what the vision is designed to be for how South by Sydney will hopefully grow to emulate the amazing success here that we've had in Austin. So, I mean, everything that people understand about South by Austin, they will see in Sydney, just in a smaller scale. So we'll have a real focus on tech, art, culture, music. So all those things will be coming through in terms of...
Will there be any food programming, do you believe?
Not to my knowledge specifically, but okay. Of course, you know, Sydney and Australia will be taking the opportunity to really showcase what we have to offer there. I'm not sure, are you involved in anything with South By?
There's Norni? A little so maybe, slight no,
maybe
shake Norni of the
can
head.
Talk a,
slight,
a little yeah. taste about what's happening.
Oh, yeah,
there.
maybe it can't be disclosed quite away, or maybe there's plans that are underway, but it might be safe to say that there'll be some culinary spotlights. I would say if there's going to be some tourism element in there. Would you like to talk a little bit more about any plans you all have coming up aside from South by Southwest, any projects or?
I think you just like, you got to keep watching on our space because like, you know, you never know where I go and I move very quickly when we do things. And I love the idea that keeping sort of fresh and new all the time. And I sort of keep a lot to my chest because I want it to really, you know, to experience it and enjoy it in the moment. And because that's what I think about food. It's like, you know, it's like the season, right? Every time a new season comes in, you enjoy it for that moment.
Right.
And I think of that as too, as when you're building businesses or you're building what's going to happen next, like, let's get excited for when it comes.
That's a great philosophy just for life in general. That's a good way. Well, it's so great speaking with you both. I really, really appreciate your time. And I hope to catch you on the flip side. In other words, I want to come visit very soon.
Us. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, come and say good day, Christine. Yeah.
Good day. I need to practice that a little bit more. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening to HRN's coverage of South by Southwest 2023. You can listen to all of our coverage on our podcast, HRN on Tour. Find it on heritageradionetwork.org or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. Since 2009, HRN podcasts have been exploring the wide world of food, beverage, and agriculture. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org.